Well, good morning, family. It's so good to share this morning together with you. Today, we are in John chapter 9, and today's reading begins with a conversation between Jesus and his disciples, prompted by their seeing a man who had been born physically blind. At the time of Jesus, some believed that a person who was blind was being punished by God for sinning, or for the sin of one's parents. Jesus rejects the connection his disciples make between sinful actions and illness, and the man's blindness is an occasion that will reveal God's power at work in Jesus. Let's not forget that God's guiding love for us this week is love. So now let's start reading John chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. As Jesus was walking, he saw a man who had been born blind. His disciples asked him, "Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own or his parents' sin?" And Jesus answered, "His blindness has nothing to do with his sins or his parents' sins. He is blind so that God's power might be seen at work in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming and no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light for the world." After he said this, Jesus spat on the ground and made some mud with a little spittle, and he rubbed the mud on the man's eyes, and he told him, "Go wash your face in the pool of Siloam." And Siloam means sent, by the way. So the man went and washed his face and came back seeing. His neighbors then, and the people who had seen him begging before, asked, "Isn't this the man that used to sit and beg?" And some said, "Well, he's the one," but others say, "No, he isn't. He just looks like him." So the man himself said, I am the man." "How is it that you can see?" they asked him. He answered, "The man called Jesus made some mud, rubbed it on my eyes, and told me to go to Siloam and wash my face. And so I went, and as soon as I washed, I could see." "Well, where is he?" they asked. "I don't know," they answered. And today's verse is key verse is John 9:5, where Jesus said, "I am in the world. While I am in the world, I am the light for the world." You know, beloved, it's so interesting when it comes to sin. Everybody likes to attribute sin. You know, "Oh, this is punishment for this man's sin or his parents' sin or whatever." Beloved, all we can say is that the world is full of sinners, chief of which am I, and we are all in need of God's salvation. And rather than have the mindset of these people who were following Jesus, looking for excuses for sin and, you know, and trying to explain away sin, Jesus was there to give this man deliverance from his sin. Amen? That's what we need to be about. Let's not be sin inspectors. Let's be those who share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. You have revealed God's power at work in you. Keep me close to you and guide me each day in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, and that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 9, verses 13 through 41, where the Pharisees investigate this heinous healing that's going on in this here place. Well, until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.